The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." They replied, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. First of all, a happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Waiting on my homily notes to get back. I forgot to put them out. Many of us, I'm certain, have been hungry. Maybe you're even hungry right now, getting ready for a meal after breakfast or after Mass. This feeling of hunger we experience pushes us to satisfy it, to eat so as to be rid of this hunger, because it's kind of an uncomfortable feeling. Likely, in the gospel today, many of those who followed Christ into the desert were hungry. Perhaps that's even why they followed him, on the off chance that he might feed them. But then there's a hunger that we experience that's more than physical. It's a spiritual hunger. A hunger for something more, something deeper, something that satisfies us for eternity. Many of us are here today because of that hunger. We recognize that something is missing from our lives, that there's almost like an unfillable hole deep within us that no matter what earthly things we try to throw at it, it is never filled, it is never satisfied. Try as we might, that hunger for more, for deep connection and meaning in life, never goes away. Sure, we might try and fill it or even hide from it at times by binge-watching television or Netflix, endlessly scrolling on social media, starting a YouTube video and letting it just continuously play as it takes us down another rabbit hole. But this never really satisfies that deep longing, not truly. The crowd in today's gospel likely experienced this same hunger too, and that's a big part of what brought them to the middle of the desert. Following some guy that they barely knew, only catching little bits of gossip about how he had healed their neighbor, restored sight to the man down the road. But that spiritual hunger drove them to seek out something, someone who could satisfy it. They wanted more in their lives, and maybe, just maybe, this random preacher in the middle of the desert would be able to do just that. I want to share a story with you. Many years ago, a soldier had just become a new dad, and he and his wife were going to celebrate the baptism at the base chapel. As the family and the chaplain were waiting for the guests to arrive, the priest pulled the dad aside to chat. He asked him, "So, are you prepared? Are you ready for this?" The soldier thought about it for a moment. "I suppose so," he replied. "I've got enough hamburgers and hot dogs to feed the entire battalion, and I think my wife made cupcakes." "No, no," interrupted the priest. "I mean, spiritually, are you prepared?" The young soldier, new dad, thought about it briefly. "Well, I don't know. I've got a case of whiskey. Is that enough, or do I need another one?" Oftentimes, we don't even realize that we're spiritually hungry, spiritually starving even, that there's this deep hunger within us for something more. But today, whether we realize that hunger or not, whether we try to run and hide from it or not, today, Christ is giving us food to eat. Food that nourishes us spiritually, food that heals us, food that saves us. Because it is the source and summit of our faith, because it is the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. All right, one more story. I was talking with a young woman many years ago, and this is a true story. Many years ago, who had just returned to the faith after being away for a long time. I asked her what brought her back to the faith, because I was curious. I was thinking about priesthood and entering, hadn't made the decision yet, hadn't even started seminary, but I was thinking about it. And so I asked her what it brought her back. And she recounted her story for me. She said, I had just lost a family member. I didn't know what to do. I was distraught. I was just completely lost. And so I went and got my friend, and somehow we ended up at an adoration chapel at my local church. And as we were sitting there, my friend, a Buddhist, asked me what this was. I told her, that's Jesus. You mean the Jesus? The dude in the Bible that you guys always talk about. And this young woman was like, yes, it's that same one. And then, in a very serious and concerning way, she turned to me and asked, if you really believe this is Jesus, then where is everybody? At that moment, things clicked for the young woman I was speaking with. She said, if I really believe that this was Jesus Christ hidden in that little tiny host, why had I been away for so long? My brothers and sisters, that deep spiritual longing that we hunger and thirst for can only truly be satisfied by God himself. And he has given us himself in the Holy of Holies, the Blessed Sacrament, which he invites us to partake of in Holy Communion today. The Eucharist is the medicine that will heal our souls and satisfy our deepest hunger.